Okay, Thursday night, and we're starting first year in Tanya.
Okay, Chassidus, without trying to fill the shoes of Rabbi Wein, but Chassidus, it's really, in many ways, Chassidus, we've been learning Chassidus Halvodas for so many years, and we're learning it now, that we could probably appreciate what Chassidus came to do and was. Chassidus came, instituted a mahalach of really establishing a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to use mitzvahs as a springboard to establish a relationship with Hashem. But the real goal is to have this relationship with Hashem, we'll call it. The word rolls off of our tongues now very easily, especially the Baal Tshuva movement, especially. So the words, a relationship with Hashem, is we say it without wincing or blushing, but it's a very Hasidish, it's a very Hasidish concept. Although I think it has its roots in the Chayvus Halvodos, really, because the Chayvus Halvodos is not embarrassed to say that mitzvahs are just a jumping point to a way you're supposed to feel about Hashem. Whether or not, to what degree there was a danger that Chassidus would have negated the diktuk b'mitzvahs, and to what degree they're accused of still doing it, and to what degree the Gra saved them by putting them in Cherem, sort of like Nelson Slifkin's books, right? They got the boost from being put in Cherem. So, which was a phenomenon, I and Rabbi Wein tapes. We're not going to go into that, obviously. But as we stand today, certainly, well, there's no Chassidim, there's no Misnagdim, it's all like one big mishmash. But we'll look at them. So they took Torah mitzvah, certainly, as we're learning from Chabad, and no one would accuse Chabad Chassidus in its theory and what it's supposed to be as not being medactic the mitzvahs. The Baal HaTanya wrote a Shulchan Aruch. He wrote his own Shulchan Aruch. So it's a question of approach. It's like New Age. You need approaches. You say, well, why can't you just do the mitzvahs, man? And that's a good question. But New Age needs approaches. So you have the Musa movement, Chassidus, and the Musa movement, and all the different types of Chassidus. It's all ways of relating to Hashem that probably are more necessary. You have the good old Litvisha way. Who says it's good old? Maybe it's also new. If you learn Chayvus Halvodos and you look at the Litvisha world, it leaves a lot to be desired also. Right? So the Baal Shem Tov was the Baal Shem Tov, and he introduced Chassidus and joy and Simcha. And that's the Abode. Then they were having a relationship with Hashem and using, we'll say, Torah mitzvahs as a springboard. And he had a Talmud named the Mizritcha Magid, and the Mizritcha Magid had a Talmud who became known as the Baal HaTanya, Rev Schneer Zalman Reb Baruch, and the name Schneerson is the last name. Schneer is great. So they made it into a last name, and that's where Schneerson comes from. Okay. So he wrote a Sefer Likutei Amorim, which is a very humble way of referring to the Sefer, because Likutei Amorim means there's no Chidushim here, right? It's only Likutei Amorim. And obviously, it's much more than that. Chelek Rishon, there are parts he wrote also, Shari Yichud V'Emuna, and Nispach to it is the Geras HaKodesh, as you see in the Sefer, Geras HaTshuva, Kuntzah Sachron. Hanikra B'Shem Sefer Shel Beinonim. Its real official name, we call it Tanya, that's the first word, but it's Likutei Amorim, or it's Sefer Shel Beinonim. And as we'll see, the point of the Sefer is to teach us how to be Beinonim. We're familiar with the idea that there's Tzadikim, Beinonim, and Rishoyim. the Sefer was written as if to say, Tzadikim, forget about it. It's for Yechidei Sgula, and those Yechidei Sgula don't need a Sefer. Why he wrote the Sefer, anyway, he spends the Hakdama saying, what was the purpose of writing the Sefer? Why didn't he just give over his teachings Baal Peh, as was the case until then with the Baal Shem Tov and the Hasidim? Like, why did he write the Sefer? So he explains why. But it's Sefer Shel Beinonim because the Sefer is to teach us how to be the Beinonim, to explain what Beinonim means, and to teach us how to be Beinonim. To be Tzadikim is already not this Sefer and beyond what an average person will be able to do. But he felt that Beinonim everybody could do, as he writes, Malukot. Malukot, again, that Anivus Malukot, the peace for him. So, Rabbi Yoel, my Rebbe in Hasidus and in Tanya, specifically, and in Hasidus in general, Rabbi Yoel Khan, who was the Lubavitcher Rebbe, the late Lubavitcher Rebbe's, what do they call him? He was Chazer over the Sichos. He's alive now. He's a phenomenal person. In many, many ways. He still speaks. I mean, now he speaks in Chet Sadi and in Yermakovi and Yo, and like thousands and thousands of people come here and speak. But he used to come to Muncie and give Tanya Shir. So there was the regular Shir, and then the Ravaba guys couldn't come during Seder. So after night Seder, he gave us a special Shir once a week. So I consider myself his Talmud in these Inyanim. So he would say, Malukot mipi Sfarim. Sfarim is basically the Chabad. Sfarim is really Rambam, Maharal, and Shla. Rambam, Maharal, and Shla are like their foundations.
Rambam meaning
They make a lot of the Yukim and Yadach HaZakah also. Umipi Seifrim is already the Baal Shem Tov and the Mizritcha Magid, Kadosh Yelyon, Ishmos and Eden. The Yusad al Posuk, Kikorav Eilecha, Adover Ma'oid, Vepicho, Belevov Chola Asoso. Because it's Sefer Shel Beinonim, and everybody can do it. And the Posuk is testifying to the fact that everybody can do it. Kikorav Eilecha means the Kloliyus of Torah, having this relationship with Hashem, it's Korav Eilecha, Ma'od. And we all know, right, when the Torah says Ma'od, it's like, it's Ma'od. So, so you know, Beficha, and Belevavcha, and La'soso, that's Peh, Machshava, and Maisa. So you can have a totally full, complete relationship with Hashem, and it's Korav Eilecha Ma'od. So, I'm going to teach you how to do it. That's the Sefer. Miyusad al posuk ki korav eilecha, like that's its raison d'etre. That's what he's going to teach you how to do. Because if the posuk says it's korav eilecha ma'od, like we better do it. We have no excuses. Levar heitev heichu korav ma'od, because it's not korav ma'od. It's the hardest thing in the world. Okay, I can put on tefillin every day, that will be la'asoso. And I can say Kriya Shema every day, maybe, and that'll be b'picha. But the levavcha, and to put it all together, eichu korav ma'od. How? B'derech arucha k'tzara, bezus Hashem Yisbarach. But I'm going to stop saying Rabbi Yoel explain this, but whatever I say is either what I figured out, or it's from Rabbi Yoel. There's nothing else. I mean, so I guess Rabbi Yoel said, it just gets unwieldy. So you should assume it's Rabbi Yoel. Rabbi Yoel Khan. Shlitim. B'derech Aruch HaKetzara. So that's very carefully chosen words. Chabad was radical. It was radical for Hasidus. Up until then, in the Baal Shem Tov and his Talmidim, they felt you hook up to a tzaddik, you hook up to this figure, a tzaddik, and it sounds a little Christian, because it's like emuna, you believe, and you hook up to him, and he sort of like raises you, just by By osmosis. By osmosis, you're in his vicinity and you observe him, and you just, you know, you're uplifted, you're inspired. You're just there, you just do it. The famous story in the Gemara is that a person came and he saw two paths leading to Yerushalayim, and he asked the Tinoch, which way is Yerushalayim? And the Tinoch says, tells him, the Yanuka, not Tinoch, you know, the young child tells him, one's Arucha Katsara, and one's Katsara V'Arucha. So he goes to the Katsara V'Arucha one, so he immediately got to the city, but there was no entrance into the city. There were walls, there were ginos, there were pardesim, and you couldn't get through. So he retraced the steps, and he went in the Arucha one, which took him a long time, but it led into the city. So that's Arucha Katsara, and we're familiar, I think, with the terms. So Chabad, for the Balatanya, Chabad stands for Chochma Bina V'Das. I'm not going to go into the sociology of Heidegger Lubavitcher Chassidim, but the Balatanya really radically changed Chassidus to a very, what we would call a Litvisher approach, and to a very intellectual approach, and changed the nature of the relationship, as funny as it sounds to us, because like if there's anybody that's like hooked into their Rebbe, the Lubavitchers, right? But the Rebbe, it changed the fundamental nature of the relationship between Chassidim and the Rebbe. The derech of just inspiration and uplifting is Katsura V'Arucha. That's what the Balatanya held. It's Katsura V'Arucha. You know, you get this burst of inspiration and you change your lifestyle and this, but you can't get into the city because you really haven't changed. Because you don't really understand what you're doing and you're not really holding there. So it's a pella that it's even called a derech. Rabbi Yoel had a long explanation, which I will not say over, why it's even called a derech. Because if you get to the city and you can't get in because there's walls around the city, so why is it even called a derech? What do you mean derech katsara v'arucha? It's not katsara, it's not a derech. It's a mirage. So there is something there. But it's you're standing outside the city. You're influenced by the city. You have a connection to the city. So it's okay to call it a derech. But it's arucha. You really want to change you, because ultimately it boils down to you. So if you want to change, it's a long path. When you have this katsura, burst of inspiration, but it's not really, you don't really know what you're doing, you're just going along. To have it ultimately affect who you are and really get into your kishkes, it's going to be katsura v'arucha. Chabad came along, Chochma Bina V'Das, and said, it mamish sounds like the Chodesh Halvotus and the Hagdama, really. He says, you have to understand, you have to yourself learn. The Rebbe is someone that's going to teach you. It's like having a Rosh Hashiva. I can't figure out Pshat and the Sugya of Yerushalom Midas. So I'm going to hear Shiurim on it, and then I'm going to Chazer the Shiurim, and then I'm going to say a Chabura on it. And ultimately, I have to understand the Sugya of Yerushalom Midas. It doesn't help me if Avraham Berman understands the Sugya of Yerushalom Midas, and I regurgitate the Shiur. So I learn, and I think, and I harva. And ultimately I get a glimmer of understanding. As I say, a chabura. And I think about it. So that's arucha uketzara. It's a long path to think. And people want quick fixes. People want instant gratification. Chabad says, I'm here to offer you blood, sweat, and tears. Chochma bina v'das. You have to think and learn and understand and harava, and it's deep thoughts, and then you have to make it lamaisa, and you have to bring it into the world of maisa, and it's the ticho b'levavah. So it's a derech arucha, but it's going to ultimately get you into the city. So that's what he's saying here, echu karav ma'od, b'derech arucha katsara, is what Chabad came to do, to change the Ketzorah of Arucha. Till then, Israel would say, Chassidus was Ketzorah of Arucha. And he's changing it to Arucha uKetzorah. That's what Chabad, Chochma Bina Vadas, came to do. And he toys it by Yegeres HaTshuva, Meyadmor Nishmosu Eidim Bederech Arucha uKetzorah, Kol Kol Yom HaTshuva, Gam Yegeres HaKoydish. Okay. He would learn that. This is very Chassidus now. They learned the Haskamas. Kachu Aminah gave to our Chassidus is to learn the Haskamas as well. I have it as page 4. There's 2 Haskamas from Rabbi Shulam Zussel Me'anfoli and Rabbi Dulei Bakayan. I don't know who these people are. I don't know. Hinei, the Rosi of Saksom Shal Harav, Hai, Gon, Ishalokim, Kodesh Vitoras, Paklari Hamira, the Toyba Sherosov, Asherimli Hashem Chazdo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu really sent this Shefa of Chochma into the world. The Nosom Velibu Ator Lasus is Kol Eile, Laharos Am Hashem Drochav HaKadoshim, the Darke Hashem. Urasono Hayesh Loi Laros is Aksovim Lohem Lebeis Atfus. Machma Shein Darko Bekach. They were contracted. In other words, they were like weekly sheets. You may be familiar with, right? I don't know, weekly. They were sheets, they were contrasim. That's how Rashi started also, right? Contras. They were contrasim that were given out. Then at the end he decided to collect all the contrasim and make it into the Sefer. He really would not have done it. So that only people who would understand it, because we'll see the tremendous amount of haravanya, of concentration, of learning it takes to really derive from the Sefer the purpose for which the Sefer was written. And he explains that in the Hakdama. So it would be for people who felt roi lakach. It wouldn't be like public property. Rak, what happened? Makmas is pashtus, I can trace them. The Kerev called Yisrael, Ba'atokos Rabos, they would copy it. People would copy it over and they would pass it around. Midei Soifrim Mishunim. So Rabbi Yoel find that this is an illusion that they say his Misnagdim, the Misnagdim would deliberately put things in there that were not Eiskehalten, and then they would have what to point to. That's what he means by Soifrim Mishunim. Umachmos Ribu Hatokos Shonos Rabu Ato Soifrim. Because there was already the printing press. So people would make an investment. We'll see in both these Haskamas and in the third Haskamas too, as they call, that part of the purpose of the Haskama was to declare that it's the exclusive rights of the people who sunk, you know, the investment into printing the Sefer. Shadaka Mahazaku Lakalkal Hamu Usharim, that they would actually cause harm. Ilazos Gomarnu Belibenu Litin Haskama. So it's not that the Sefer needs our Haskama, but it's like almost a Haskama to the printing of the Sefer. That there was a purpose of printing the Sefer, and we're giving a Haskama that no one's allowed to print it for 5 years. Not limitless. Intellectual property. Okay, we'll wait for the Chesh Mishpat. So for 5 years, no one should print it. Then it becomes in the public domain. From Tuesday of Parshas Kitov,
Shmuel was very alien about the chastayim. A doyrish of the chvayr haTorah. So he wrote the Askama in Parshas Tavoy. Shnas Peduseinu. I mean, the Hasidim looked at Sefer HaTanya. They said, this is going to like be with us till Mashiach comes. This is going to influence us, and it's going to be with us and be more derech for us till Bias HaMashiach. That was the way they looked at it. That was the way they phrased it. And therefore he writes, Shnas Peduseinu. You'll notice that both Haskamas were written in Parshas Kisavo. So the pshat giving the Haskamah Parshas Kisavo, he said, was Kisavo El Haaretz. So that's in the physical, and they felt this sefer is a Kisavo El Haaretz in a chokhmah sense, in a spiritual sense, in an understanding sense. So he called it Shnas Peduseinu because it's going to take us to Mashiach. Okay, then the Rebbe Dalei Bakoyin. Because he sat for many, many years by the Maggid, just being a Talmud of the Maggid. It's only after the Maggid's Ptira, and then another big person, whose name I don't know, went to Eretz Yisrael, and that's when he took over. The Maggid was Nifter, and then somebody went to Eretz Yisrael, and he became. The dollar mayim and bear mayim chayim. Vukeis Yismach Yisrael. So that's an allusion to the Baal Shem Tov. Yismach Yisrael behigolos divrei kotcho hamachubar lavi lebeis hatfus. The lamid lam dark in kodesh kasha kolegad yechaz the pnimius dvarov. They'll be able to, because as he writes in his hakdama, that he wrote it, imbuing each word, each sentence, each perek, with the koach to teach people how to have this relationship with Hashem. As I'll explain this in Hakdama, the Sefer was written, he claims, in his Hakdama, and we're not going to get even to Hakdama today. People would come to him for yichud. You go to a rebbe, it's called yichud. Right? You go to the rebbe and you tell him your issues and he tells you how to solve them. Like social worker. Yeah. You tell him your issues in avodas Hashem and he gives you a derech. The Baal Tanya claims in his Hakdama that he wrote this sefer because there was too many people, he had to wait for an appointment, he couldn't handle it anymore. And the Sefer will take the place of going to the Rebbe, of going to him, to Yichud. The Sefer will be able to replace that. And he will see in that dummy. He says, like, that's impossible. How can a Sefer replace a one-to-one relationship? And that's what he spends that dummy explaining what the problems are and how he solved the problems. But anyway, that's what he's saying. Lamidum dark in Kodesh, Kashai Kolechod Yechzer Bepnimius Tavorov. It was written as if whoever learns the Sefer is having Yichud with the Rebbe. Is going in, telling him his personal issues. He felt, and he writes it Beferish Magdama, like it says by Yehoshua, you know, it says, Ish Yochol Ahalech Keneged Ruach Kolechod Be'echod. He writes in Agdama, he is imbuing the Sefer with that koach, that each individual, really Torah can do that. I mean, we know that your first grader can learn Torah, and right, and the God Lador can learn Torah, and the fifth grader can learn Elam and Tzius, right? So he imbued his Sefer with a koach, he writes, that whoever reads it and has issues in Avodas Hashem will benefit from the Sefer and gain from it, if learned properly, can move on, as if he is b'yichidus with the Rebbe. So that's, for that you can't read it with an English translation. You know, you have to learn it. You have to, you know, hopefully, because I learned it from Yael, so hopefully, I mean, I'm not claiming I can plumb the depths of it, but we'll try. It's a very deep, to write something that'll be for everyone that reads it and will be able to address their issues in Avodas Hashem, that's mind-boggling. I mean, that's like... So I'm the force of my tzorach raya, but it needs my haskama. Rak, he writes again, because the matfisim will take away the deserved payrolls that the people who invested put into it. So he writes also 5 years. 5 years. So he calls it Yom Gimel Parshas Tavo. So he just writes Yom Gimel Parshas Tavo, Tov Kuf Nun Vav. Well, he called it Shnas Peduseinu. Okay, we will cut around the children's Haskama. This is page Gimel. Is it always the same page? Hey, Yeshuuskam, it's plain to lead to Rishus, Behurman, Avalos, Almich, Beshadfus. It's really it's a Haskama to print it, he says. Maybe they felt that printing impersonalizes the Sefer. I don't know. You see, you know, you're not allowed to print the Sefer Torah. There's something to writing that's actually, you know, to the Koach HaOdom, putting down the words on paper. So they agreed to give Rishus to print it. You know, there used to be Kuntresim, written Kuntresim, and they agreed to write it, to print it. Ksuvim b'ksav yad ha-kadosh ba'atzmo, l'shono al-kadosh, shekol dvorv k'gachli yesh boro, se'libo dvorv z'chom al-vish v'shmayim, u'b'shem igeres ha-kodosh nikru, sherubim ho-yu igra shaluach, So he writes the Igeres Igeres HaKodesh. But Igeres HaKodesh referred to the Sefer Likutei Amorim in many places. So the Igeres Igeres HaKodesh, they held. But there's a reference to Likutei Amorim because of, with the approach of Divrei Torah, Aniyim b'Mokom Echad v'Ashirim b'Mokom Echad. So the Sefer Likutei Amorim is like a, is going to explain a lot of things in Igeres HaKodesh. U'magam b'shvil dover shen eschadish by kudshus achron al eizeh prokom asher kosov beiz chibro ha-Sefer Likutei Amorim. So it explains some prokim of Likutei Amorim, Pilbul Vien Amok Al Amamori Zor Veitzchayim Priyitzchayim Shenirim Kesoyisrim Zeh Uvruach Mubinosum Yashim Kaldimri Al Afanav Shekosav Likutei Amorim Ra'o Reinu Sheroi Benoch Lechabrim In Sefer Likutei Amorim Vigeres Atshuva Shal Adonai Moreinu Ilizos Bagul Al Likutei Rabba Again there. Again, the same thing, that for 5 years you should print it. Buraim can go in not talk with Duish, but when I say no rabbin, Sofu Tamu Kisla Yodu Akadosh Ba'atzmo, Ashahoyu Bedik the God of the Chosmola Yeser Oisechod. So there's very few left of the original writing where people didn't add to it or add explanatory words. So it was hard, we had to get together all the ksavim and figure out which is like the most pristine version. Hopefully. So the first son to sign is called the Mittel Rebbe. That's from Dober. And then the other two. Okay. Hadovas HaMalakate. That's what he writes. He calls himself the Malakate because it's Likutei Amorim. He gave us a shluch l'chlolus anshei shloimeinu. Yishmerein tzureinu b'kai aleinu, whatever it stands for. I'm not sure what it stands for. He writes in the letter why he's writing this sefer. Okay, stop here.